Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In the debt limit debate, our goals are real simple. No one wants the United States to default on our obligations. But we won't see real economic growth without a serious plan to deal with our deficit and our debt.
Well, there's the Speaker of the House, very profound, John Boehner, doesn't tell us anything, maybe he doesn't know anything. You think that's it? These guys all just flushing out a bunch of fake baloney. The status of the debt talks, this is something that I'm going to conjecture here for just a second, involved in conjecture. This is almost much ado about nothing. It's become a political football like everything else has. It's positioning, strategizing, using the news media as a tool to make the other guy look bad. That's all it is, or to make you look good. I don't see there's a big deal here, frankly. What am I missing? 800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, reviewing what has been discussed on Talk Radio and Talk Television. The Sunday morning news program is always great fodder for conversation through the day on Sunday and some of the issue-oriented talk radio programs and stations. If you can find some good stuff in amongst all of the bartered and brokered programming, and then it goes on into Monday. From Meet the Press, David Gregory talked to Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina, Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, about Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner's comments that the debt ceiling has to be raised or else.
Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, was here last Sunday. I asked him about this ongoing deliberation, and he was emphatic about the outcome. This is what he said.
Let me make this clear, David. The United States is not going to default. We are a country that pays its bills. We're going to meet our obligations. And the leadership in Congress, Republicans and Democrats, House and Senate, understand that. There is no alternative for Congress to act by the second, and they recognize it. And I'm very confident they're going to do that.
Senator DeMint, is he right? No alternative but to raise the debt ceiling?
Well, he's probably right on that, but there's only one plan in Congress right now to do it in a way that the credit agencies say won't turn us towards a negative rating, and that's the cut, cap, and balance plan in the House that gives the president the increase in the debt limit, but it does it with those credible long-term deficit reduction measures that both Moody's and S&P have said we have to do or they will lower our credit rating.
Well, what is in that? Be specific about what that would do.
Well, it does the three things that we have to do. We cut spending significantly but reasonably in this budget year. We cap spending over the next 10 years to bring us towards a balance. But probably most importantly, and to have any kind of permanent reform, we send to the states a constitutional amendment that would force Congress to balance the budget. Let's let the states and the American people decide. It wouldn't happen until about 10 years out, but it gives us time to fix our tax code, to fix Social Security and Medicare, and that's what we have to do.
Senator Durbin, there aren't votes for what Senator DeMint is talking about. That's just a legislative reality. However, and the president made the point, look, we don't need a constitutional amendment to balance the budget for us to do our job. But is he wrong? Maybe you do need something to force you guys to do your job because it's not being done now.
Let me just tell you about the constitutional amendment. It does not have the votes in the Senate. I don't know about the House of Representatives. And this notion that we somehow have to change the Constitution to do what we were elected to do is just plain wrong. Bottom line is, those who want to push a balanced budget amendment are saying, I can't promise you that I won't steal again, but I will vote for the Ten Commandments. That isn't a good, solid approach. I've sat through a year and a half dealing with this whole deficit crisis, both with the Bowles-Simpson Commission and the Gang of Five, bipartisan efforts both, and I can tell you the president has put on the table a reasonable list of alternatives that can bring us to $4 trillion in deficit reduction, and we don't have to wait for the states to ratify a constitutional amendment. Let's get our job done now.
We are not being served. They are not doing their job. Neither side, the news media. Here's the big story today. Here's how it starts. With time running short in U.S. debt talks, Republicans and Democratic senators seek to craft a plan that could avert an unprecedented government default while making modest cuts in the deficit. Listen to those words. Aides to the president say he still holds out hope for a grand bargain that would come put together a deal for $4 trillion in deficit reduction. It's nothing. It is when you look at how much money is being spent and how it's being spent, again, pounding your fist on the table, maybe there in terms of how many town hall meetings have there been, usually in July and August, senators, Republicans, and Democrats, representatives from the House are back in their districts. There ought to be a lot of noise being made about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Do you not believe that's the case? Congress doesn't raise $14.3 trillion limit on the borrowing. The government will run out of money. What do you mean it runs out of money? How does it run out of money? It's getting money in every single day. How does it run out of money? It just doesn't have money to pay all of its bills. So who decides what bills are to be paid? Don't you find that sort of fascinating? It's like the local people when they're these managers, town city managers, mayors, all these people that don't get their own way, the first thing they do in the summertime is close down the swimming pools, the public swimming pools, right? Where does it say that you have to close down the swimming pool? Why don't you lay off a couple of guys that work for the park department? Hey, again, back to what you'd do if it were your business. Well, this is your business, so what do you do about it? 800-510-8255. Is there a deal? The answer to that question coming up here on The Countdown.
Man's best friend provides more than mere companionship. The need to walk a dog daily is a great form of exercise for both the dog and the walker. Walking improves blood supply, helps maintain proper body weight, and helps control blood pressure. Studies have disclosed that petting a dog reduces blood pressure and heart rate. This stress buster provides positive health benefits for the owners of 77.5 million dogs that reside in 39% of American households, according to the Humane Society of the United States. Walking a dog can also help with stroke management and prevention. 30 minutes of daily exercise, not smoking, and proper nutrition are included in risk factor management. A United States National Institutes of Health-funded study of 2,000 adults discovered that persons who regularly walk their dogs were more physically active and less likely to be obese than non-dog walkers. For more information on vascular health, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery website at vascularweb.org.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, ma'am.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start, where right now all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 24th, U.S. only.
Ever wonder what would happen if you push the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
With school, soccer, and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things we use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock Up Event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials, find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
800-510-8255. Always the way to be in touch here on The Countdown in terms of being on the phone. Help yourself to our Facebook followers, and they're easily found going to DougStephan.com. After weeks of combative rhetoric in public, Republican leaders say they are desperately attempting to convince newer members of the necessity of raising the debt ceiling. Here's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on CNN with Candy Crowley.
Do you see any kind of coming together of Republicans around a way that will avoid default?
Absolutely. I think the House will pass next week cut, cap, and balance. It does three things. It will take the government spending in the near term back to around 2008 spending levels. It will have a cap on spending over the next decade to make sure we wipe out the deficit in a 10-year period. And it will require the passage of a balanced budget amendment out of the Congress. And for those three things, we'll raise the debt limit. That will be the Republican position in the House almost unanimously. I think it will be the Republican position in the Senate. And I would urge every Democrat to get in the room and help us craft a balance. Well, why can't we? There'll never be a balance. I think so. They'll never. Well, let me just say this. What's calamitous is the track we're on as a nation. We're becoming Greece. We're borrowing 40 cents of every dollar. We have $51 trillion of unfunded liability. A child born today has $46,000 of debt. So now's the time to do real things that will matter. 49 states have a requirement to balance their budget. I am convinced, after being here since 1995, Candy, that neither party is going to balance the budget unless there's some discipline in the system. And the system that will bring discipline is a balanced budget amendment of the Constitution, which I think would be ratified in a couple of years.
But I must say, the conditions on this balanced budget amendment would require huge cuts in Medicare and in Social Security. They have a majority. The Democrats have a majority in the Senate. This does not, at this moment, in its current form, sound to me like something that will pass in the Senate. Then what?
Well, we will negotiate. The number of GDP spending is 18%. The balanced budget amendment in the House is going to limit spending to 18% of GDP, which is the 40-year average. But that is subject to being negotiated with Republicans and Democrats. The supermajority to raise taxes is subject to being negotiated. I don't think what's subject to being negotiated is the idea of avoiding a balanced budget amendment. When the president said we don't need one, Candy, what rational person can look at the Congress over the last 40 years? Graham, Rudman, Holland, Simpson, Bowles. There is no plan going to achieve balance in Congress unless the Constitution is changed to make us do it.
What happens
so
if
I am very
a big
willing to raise the
war.
Debt limit.
What happens if you have a balance? Let's just say that there is a balanced budget amendment.
You can adjust.
And huge things happen. Katrina happens. Tornadoes run through all of the Midwest.
Right.
And then we start a war, and you've got a balanced budget amendment. What happens?
You can waive the provisions by two-thirds vote of the Senate. So if there is a major war, we get attacked, another 9/11. We have a very cataclysmic event that affects our economy, either internally or externally. We can waive that requirement. 49 states have this requirement. Candy, I don't see how anybody who's been in politics as long as I have can look the people in the eye and say that within the body we're going to find a way to do this. Every 2 years, we jockey for the next election. We never make long, hard-term decisions. The big deal they're talking about of cutting spending over the next 10 years still adds $6 trillion to the debt. So the real deal to limit spending and get us in balance would be an amendment to our Constitution. Without that, we're just going to talk to each other and run America into the ground.
Without a deal, the stock market may have a problem. Interesting that South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint said he plans to use all tools available to him to stop the plan Mitch McConnell has put forth that will allow the president to raise the ceiling without Republican votes. How about that? There's a bipartisan government for you, right? 800-510-8255. Senator Marco Rubio in the focus, and we continue up next year on The Countdown.
Oh. Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the back and forth on the debt, the budget, politics, the usual back and forth here. Are you bored with this? You want to go back to sleep? Listening to these people back and forth. 800-510-8255. Bob Schieffer from CBS on Face the Nation talks to Senator Marco Rubio, who is touted by many to make the dream team. A lot of Republicans would like to see Herman Cain running for the presidency, and this guy is his running mate. The question is whether or not he supports Mitch McConnell's proposal, though, at the moment.
Would you support this deal that Mitch McConnell is working along with Harry Reid, which basically gives the president the right to raise the debt limit and then allows the Senate and the House to vote to disapprove that, basically just a way that nobody has to take credit for raising the debt limit. Are you going to vote for that?
Not as I understand it. The way the deal's currently structured right now, it's just an ability, it gives the president the ability to raise the debt limit. But as I've said already on the program, the debt limit's not really the problem here. The problem here is the debt. The debt limit's actually the easiest part of the problem. It's one vote away from being solved. But if all we do is raise the debt limit and it's not accompanied by a credible solution to America's debt problem, we're in big trouble, and I don't believe this plan, as it's been outlined to me, is a credible solution to our debt problem.
You have been very, very tough on President Obama, and especially lately. Last week, you actually accused him of bringing the government to the brink of default on purpose. Here's how you put it on Sean Hannity's broadcast on Fox.
This is not a surprise. This didn't sneak up on us in the last couple of weeks here. We've known about this since the day I got to Washington. I've been talking about it. I think they deliberately let this thing go long because they were hoping to get to a last-minute situation where they could force us into a take-it-or-leave-it proposition like they tried to do with the government shutdown earlier in the year, like they did with the stimulus package back in February when he first took over. The reality of it is that none of these policy prescriptions the president has written has worked. Every aspect of life in America today is worse than it was when he took over. Unemployment is higher. Interest rates, everything is worse.
Do you really mean all of that literally, Senator, that everything in America is worse? And I take it that it's all Barack Obama's fault?
Well, first of all, every president has to be judged by the times in which he lives. This president's now been in charge for 2.5 years. Okay, he has increased federal spending by 28%. Washington went along with his prescription for joblessness, which was the stimulus package. and unemployment is higher than it was when he took over, significantly higher. In fact, we have not had unemployment this high for this long since the Great Depression, with no signs of it getting better. Over 20 million Americans today, as they watch this program, are either unemployed or underemployed. And none of the things he said we need to do in order to turn that around have worked. As far as waiting long to deal with this, here are the facts. I came to Washington in January. We already knew this debt limit issue was upon us. Nothing happened during the State of the Union. He proposed a budget that was so ludicrous that not even the Democrats in the Senate would vote for it, a budget that increased the debt, not solved it. Months went by, weeks went by, and up until very recently, the president was completely disengaged from this debt limit debate. And I do think that in the context of politics, there was a strategy to leave this to the last possible moment so that there would be a take-it-or-leave-it scenario like what some are painting right now. And I repeat, well, this is not a game. This is a very serious issue. People watching at home, they don't care who's going to win this debt limit debate. They want to know how come they can't find a job. And the answer is because until America has a credible solution to its debt problem, people will be afraid to invest in America's economy and create jobs here at home.
How about we stop wasting money? How about we stop spending? This is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about when it comes to the positioning. Most of you who follow the news using various sources on the web will see an ad today paid for by the Democratic Senatorial Connection Committee. The Democratic Senatorial Committee is running an ad entitled, "Don't Bankrupt America. Tell Republicans to stop holding our economy hostage. Sign up now." They want your donations to help Democrats get elected and to defeat this. The Democrats spend you into bankruptcy with stuff like that. That's the kind of posturing I'm talking about. Interesting and good way to make some money for the people that are putting the ads up, but is it responsible? You figure it out. 28 past the hour.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child, and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control. By settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe, you need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar and then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection calls. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-284-9273. That's 1-888-284-9273. Call 1-888-284-9273. Call now.
Live from Progressive.
Hello here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
Your money is for savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Now 33 minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, and this is our daily review of the hot hits in talk radio, an overview of the presidential campaign now as we get away from the budget. But can we really get away from the budget discussion? Probably not much, because that's what most of these people are talking about being asked by the Sunday morning host. For example, Chris Wallace here talking to Herman Cain. Cain says, we don't need to raise the debt ceiling. It reminds me of, we don't need no stinking debt ceiling, that sort of thing. Let's listen in.
You say we don't need to raise the debt ceiling, that right. It will not be a financial Armageddon, but the chairman of the Federal Reserve says exactly the opposite. He says it will be a financial calamity. You talk about listening to the experts.
Yes.
Aren't you ignoring them?
That's one expert. I'm listening to many others who are saying that this whole thing is a charade. Let's back up, Chris. This crisis didn't need to happen, number one. Number two, now that the president has allowed this crisis to evolve, they can hold the debt ceiling where it is, make the hard cuts, and then continue to reestablish some confidence in what they are doing. The problem is, it's all political posturing. They do not need to raise the debt ceiling, pay those things that are necessary. Pay the interest on the debt, take care of the military families, send out the Social Security checks. That will work. But what the president and the Democrats don't want to do is to then make the cuts on whatever's left.
Yeah, but let's talk about whatever's left. The Bipartisan Policy Center, this was an analysis done by a fellow named Jay Powell, who was a top Treasury official under Bush 41.
Right.
He did an analysis, and it found you can do that. You have the money, and you can pay the bondholders. They won't go into technical default.
Right.
But what's left, you're going to have to cut other government programs by 44%. That's almost half. So the argument he makes is, even if you pay Medicare
right.
and Medicaid, you have to choose between veterans benefits or unemployment benefits, military pay or closing the FBI and the FAA.
Not necessarily. Those are scare tactics, Chris. What about money that we spend on non-essentials? What about parts?
There isn't 44% of that.
Chris, not if you're going to try to do it straight down. You have to take program by program and find that money. Some agencies, you might need to cut 60%. Some agencies, you might need to cut 30%. To save 40% across the board, no, that's not how you get there. The way you get there is you take agency by agency by agency and look for those cuts, and some of them are going to be bigger than 40%.
Since we last talked, you have put out an economic plan.
Yes.
That you say will put America back to work, and it's based primarily, there are other things like cutting regulations, but it's based primarily on lowering taxes.
Yes.
You would lower the top individual and corporate tax rate to 25%. You would have no taxes on capital gains. Let me just ask you about this.
Sure.
You talk about doing something about the debt. Eliminating capital gains taxes would add $1 trillion to our deficit over the next decade. That's how much we take in capital gains.
That's static analysis, Chris. That's where that $1 trillion comes from. If you do dynamic analysis, it does not add $1 trillion. The capital gains tax is a wall between people with money and people with ideas. Ideas create new businesses. New businesses create jobs because small businesses produce most of them. Now, let me make one other point about this. The engine to our economic growth is the business sector. This administration has put nothing in the engine and everything in the caboose. We are never going to grow until we lower those tax rates, remove that capital gains barrier, and suspend taxes on repatriated profits. This is why this economy is stuck in stall.
Sounds pretty intelligent to me, and he has the question that most people are asking. Instead of shutting down the essentials, how about non-essential things? You know that there's fat, and that's in addition to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, whether it's 12 cents on the dollar, 4 cents on the dollar. When do we look at these things that are being done, the wasteful amounts of money that are being used to promote this, that, or the other thing, the entitlements, all of this stuff? When does that get scrutinized? When do we look at this and understand what the real game is? 800-510-8255. We're talking presidential politics. Who's running? Candy Crowley asked Rudy Giuliani if he was going to run.
You have said that you will get in if you are convinced you have the best chance to beat President Obama. So let me try to get into your thought process about this.
Sure.
If there is one, and you can tell me if there
I'm
is
not sure how much there is, but we'll find out.
Why, for instance, would you be better than Mitt Romney?
Well, I can tell you why I think I would have certain strengths. I think that I probably have the best record in terms of having done something similar to what the country needs done right now. Now, I look at the other candidates, they've all done some very impressive things, but none of them really had to take over a city, one of the largest economies in the country, one of the most complex, when it was in terrible trouble, and turn it around and have definable results that I can point to. It isn't just my saying it or believing it or thinking it. I can show we started with 10% unemployment, we got it down to 5. We started with 1,000,001 on welfare, we got it down to 500,000. We started with a $2.3 billion deficit, turned it into a $3 billion surplus. This is what the country needs right now.
So you need someone who's... So you think the best person to beat President Obama is someone with a turnaround expert, is basically, which is someone who is governed.
I think we really help given what the issues right now are, the economy. I think that to look at it as objectively as he can, I mean, the economy is in very, very difficult condition. It's been that way for a long time. President Obama has presided over the longest string of very high unemployment since the Great Depression and hasn't really done much about it, promised to do things about it, said the things he did would bring unemployment down, like the tremendous trillion-dollar stimulus was supposed to get us down to 7% unemployment. We're at 9% unemployment. These are pretty horrendous results. This is about as bad a record in guiding our economy as any American president has had since the Depression.
You know, you have people like Mitt Romney, Tim Pawlenty, John Huntsman. They've all governed states. They all have a record they're running on saying, I helped with unemployment,
right.
This kind of thing. So I'm just trying to figure why you're trying to decide whether you've got a better chance
Correct.
To beat President
right.
Obama. I'm trying to decide why you would think, given that they also have records.
Well, they do, but I think they have records and they have impressive records, but I don't remember their states being in the kind of condition New York City was in. I got elected on a campaign theme. You can't do any worse because we were in such bad shape. And we were the crime capital of America. We were supposed to be in inevitably decline. We would never come back again. Time magazine wrote an article saying New York City's best days are behind it. We'd never have good days again. Reminds you a little of what they're writing about the country right now. And
you sound like a guy who actually thinks...
We turn that around. So when I look at that, as objectively as you ever can about yourself or the situation you're in, it seems to me that that is
roughly where the country is right now.
You sound, on this question of do I have a better shot at it, you sound like you have made up your mind.
No, I haven't. I've been here now about six times this year and about eight times last year, so I really know New Hampshire, trying to figure out what kind of chance I would have here. But of course, you've got to go a little further than here. You've got to win a few more after this, even if you think you can win this one. I'm not sure I can. And probably by the end of the summer, at some point like that, I'll be able to figure it all out.
Rudy Giuliani, you like him or not? 800-510-8255. All right, let's get to some discussions that sort of are, these are backyard conversations. The back end has to do with some of the nuance of some of the candidates. Michelle Bachmann seems to be one of the more controversial characters here. Radio host Esme Murphy talked to a political analyst named David Schultz about Bachmann and the increased scrutiny she's getting from the news media.
Extraordinary numbers, and especially extraordinary because they came mostly from very small donors.
Yeah, she's raising a phenomenal amount of money. What is that? I think she's second in terms of fundraising at this point behind
Mitt Romney
at this point. So she's way in the head. She's way ahead, and she's now looking like she's clearly in the lead, or at least statistically tied, as we know, with Romney in Iowa. Some polls are saying she's ahead at this point. Things are going well for her at this point. She's doing very, very well. There's in this Sunday's New York Times, a big piece about her also.
Oh, really? You know, something I was actually at the offices of Outfront Minnesota, which is a leading gay advocacy group this week, wanting to interview them there about their reaction to the ABC story on Marcus Bachmann, who has the clinics in Minnesota, and there was some undercover video that showed that these clinics were basically taking people who came to them and having problems with their sexual identities and urging them to pray away the gayness. And so I wanted to interview Monica Meyer from Minnesota. And so I could hear her in the next room talking to what was obviously an out-of-town reporter. And I wasn't on a strict deadline, but, you know, we waited there about half an hour. And I thought, you know something, this better be the New York Times.
That's exactly
what it was. And it was exactly what it was. The New York Times reporter going over very carefully the background of all those years when she was in the legislature here in Minnesota. In the early 2000s, up till 2006 when she ran for Congress, in which every year her issue was to bring out a proposal to ban gay marriage.
So that's what the article is about, is in the New York Times. But what's clearly the case at this point is that she's under increased scrutiny for her record, her position, her family life in terms of how it interweaves with her political positions. And so we're going to see a lot of pieces about her over the next few months at this point.
All right, so let's see if this is one of them. CNN is reporting that Michelle Bachmann has left her church, the Salem Lutheran Church in Stillwater, Minnesota, according to church officials. This is what fascinates me. Decided to let the Bachmanns leave the church. I guess there are a couple of stories here. One of them, why is this an important part of her campaign or candidacy? And how is it that a church is able to, quote unquote, let people out? They hadn't been going to church for 2 years anyway. And they were still on the books as members. The church council acted on their request and released them from membership. Again, two stories. Releasing them, that's the term used by the church. And these people who are claiming to be good Christians or whatever, news media making a big deal out of them not going to church. Either of those two things relevant to you, make for good conversation. 800-510-8255. Michelle Bachmann in the focus on the countdown at 44 past the hour.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, EICO.
Call GEICO or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's get this done. Our conversation on the presidential race capped with an excerpt from radio host Sean Rima's program. Here he talks about Ron Paul's decision to focus on his campaign for president and not seek another term in Congress.
Ron Paul, been in his congressional seat for 12 terms, man. This guy's been around forever. He is beloved by the Libertarian Party here in Texas and across the country, even though he's technically a Republican. This is his third presidential race. As of yesterday, he tweeted on his Twitter account, "I have decided not to seek re-election for Congress." Ron Paul is going to be focusing primarily on his presidential bid. If he doesn't make it, then I'm going to suspect he'll retire. He's a 75-year-old dude, man. I got to be honest with you. When it comes to congressmen and senators, I think there ought to be a cutoff date on the age thing. Remember Robert Byrd, for crying out loud? That guy was like 9 days older than Moses at the end there. He's like an 89-year-old dude. I think at some point you're just too freaking old and you shouldn't be holding office. That's just my thought. Anyway, that having been said, Ron Paul is going to be focusing on the presidential bid, his third presidential bid. And a lot of the folks in this audience love him, in my audience, and I'm not a big fan. Ron Paul, and sometimes I get flack for it. If you want to give me flack for it, I don't think he has a chance. What do you think? Does he? Is he someone that you would like to see as president, actually? Is this a good move? Because now he can focus on running for president.
Is it a good move? What do you think? 800-510-8255. It would be nice if he had more of a chance. He does have populist support because his ideas, many of them, the important ideas, make sense. The problem is the news media picks on some of the things that are fractional and sort of fringe elements and plays them up. And so people think he's a member of the lunatic fringe, which he is far from. He and his son, both very intelligent fellas. 51 after the hour, News Corporation of the Focus next.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. With a focus on all this hubbub, the News Corporation run by Rupert Murdoch in kind of hot water because of what was going on with one of their newspapers. Here, radio host Greg Jarrett talks to Phil Rosenthal from the Chicago Trib about the toll this scandal is taking on Mr. Murdoch.
I saw a picture of Rupert Murdoch this morning. Now, he is in his 80s, but, man, he's looking a lot older today than he did just last week.
Well, I don't imagine he's sleeping well. You know, the whole Murdoch drama over there is starting to play out like King Lear. You've got Rupert Murdoch. You've got his son. They're at odds of how to handle this. This hacking thing is a pretty strong indictment of how the news of the world and perhaps other parts of the Murdoch Empire have conducted themselves. It wasn't just you know, dead soldiers or there was a 13-year-old girl who was missing and they hacked into her phone thing, which gave because messages started disappearing, it gave hope to the family that maybe she was still alive. They were hacking into members of the royal family. They were hacking into. It's a pretty widespread operation there, and it just seems so, well, I don't know, evil. And so the reason they tabled the B-Sky-B transaction is they just think that there's a split on why. Murdoch himself and his chief operating officer, a guy named Chase Carey, they believe that this will make, you know, that some of this will die down and they can maybe then proceed later and pick up the part of B-Sky-B they don't own already. The son, James Murdoch, who used to be at B-Sky-B and who's part of the company it would join, really wanted to press ahead. He figured they had the votes, they can get this thing through. But and what's significant about it is if they buy this thing, the satellite broadcaster, in Europe, James Murdoch's part of the company becomes the big part of the company, and so it's the biggest deal that Murdoch's ever done, and the whole shift of control of the company could change it. If it gets bottled up, who knows who ends up replacing Rupert Murdoch? And I think that's really the question, because a lot of what News Corp, the parent of Fox, the parent of the Wall Street Journal, the parent of the New York Post, the parent of 20th Century Fox, a lot of what that is today is because of what Rupert Murdoch wants it to be. And if somebody else is running it, if another vision goes behind it, well, who knows what they start tossing off.
Okay. So here is talk host Warren Pierce. His guest is UK reporter Philip Gomm, and they talk about all of the problems that are hitting News Corporation.
Everybody's still buzzing about what this News of the World did to so many people, right?
I think this is going to run and run in the best tabloid tradition. I rushed out to the newsstand last weekend to pick up the last ever copy of the News of the World, and I think Rupert Murdoch hoped that by closing that newspaper, the paper that was once the most read English language newspaper in the world, he might draw a line under the whole saga. He hasn't. The share price of News Corp, as you suggested, has gone down 14% in 2 weeks. The trials and tribulations look as if they're going to extend to his business activities in the States, and certainly here in the UK, everybody who's anybody seems to have been dragged into the scandal.
Yeah, and the scandal involves journalists there, or reporters, or employees of News of the World somehow hacking into the phones of celebrities, or royal aides, or politicians, or top athletes, and also alleged to have been hacked, and police are investigating whether victims of London's 2005 terrorist bombings. Maybe the most egregious, though, and apparently Rupert Murdoch went to the family on Friday of Millie Dowler, whose phone was hacked by the News of the World, I think, 8 or 9 years ago, and the revelation that journalists had accessed her telephone in search of scoops while police were looking for the missing 13-year-old girl fueled this explosion of interest in this long, simmering scandal. This little girl, the teenager, wound up being killed very possibly because the employees of the newspaper did hack into her phone.
This is what has taken it from the bizarre to the tragic to the scandalous. Hacking into perhaps a celebrity's phone, although illegal, perhaps could be explained away and forgiven. But when you start hacking into the phone of a missing schoolgirl who later turns up dead, potentially hindering the police inquiry, then the tables have turned.
There it is. The masters of understatement, those Brits, right? Three items of interest here as we've covered them on this hour's Talk Radio Countdown Show.